This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the frauds going on in the name of digital arrests. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister stressed that the investigative agencies, along with the state governments, are working together to deal with such frauds. During his address, the Prime Minister shared a recorded conversation between a victim and a fraudster, illustrating how scammers pose as police, CBI or narcotics officers to create fear and extract personal information. He emphasized that the investigative agencies do not conduct inquiries via phone or video calls. The Prime Minister outlined three steps to digital security to safeguard against digital fraud. Stop, think, take action. He advised people to stay alert, avoid sharing personal details with anyone, and if possible, take screenshots or record such calls to assist the authorities. The Prime Minister advised the citizens to take immediate action against cyber fraud by calling the National Cyber Helpline 1930 and report incidents on cybercrime.gov.in. Mr. Modi highlighted that the National Cyber Coordination Centre has been established to ensure seamless cooperation among government agencies in tackling cyber fraud. Mr. Modi encouraged schools and colleges to engage the students in the campaign against cyber fraud. World Animation Day is being celebrated today. During his address, the Prime Minister highlighted India's growing influence in the animation industry. He called on the citizens to strive to make India a global animation powerhouse. Mr. Modi also observed the rapid expansion of India's gaming industry, with Indian games and talent gaining international recognition. Prime Minister Modi expressed pride in the success of the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan, noting that the campaign has become a part of the nation's collective consciousness. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi spoke about the legacies of two great heroes, Sardar Patel and Bhagwan Birsa Munda, announcing year-long celebrations for their 150th birth anniversaries. Sardar Patel's 150th birth anniversary year will begin from the 31st of this month, while Bhagwan Birsa Munda's 150th birth anniversary year will begin from the 15th of next month. Mr. Modi shared that this year, the birth anniversary of Sardar Patel is coinciding with Diwali on 31st October. He said due to this, Run for Unity will be held on the 29th of October. Speaking about cultural connections, Prime Minister Modi expressed joy that Kalidasa's Abhigyan Shakuntalam is being performed in the Russian city of Yakutsk. Prime Minister Modi extended warm wishes for the upcoming festivals, including Dhanteras, Diwali, Chhat Puja and Guru Nanak Jayanti. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the newly constructed passenger terminal building and a cargo gate named Maitri Dwar at the land port in Petrapol on the India-Bangladesh border in West Bengal today. The Petrapol land port, situated in North 24 Parganas district, is the largest land port in South Asia and serves as a vital gateway for trade and commerce between the two countries. The passenger terminal aims to facilitate international trade and crossings for citizens of both India and Bangladesh. President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, will arrive in India today on a three-day official visit. He will be accompanied by his spouse, Begoña Gómez. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this will be President Sanchez's first visit to India. The visit of the President of Spain is taking place after 18 years. During the visit, President Sanchez will hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Infantry Day is being observed today to acknowledge the contributions of the infantry, the largest fighting arm of the Indian Army. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today hailed the indomitable spirit and courage of all ranks and veterans of the Indian Army on the occasion of Infantry Day. On to sports now, where the Indian players have made significant strides across various disciplines, while several other events are lined up today. In squash, India's Akanksha Salunkhe has clinched the women's singles title at the second International Women's Open of Cusex 2024 in France. And that is the end of this news bulletin.